him inside the doorway.
Start of another week, another year. It is Wednesday, January the 2nd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, what a day it was to start 08. Dow plunges, oil, gold, and everything else rising spectacularly. Dow Jones Industrials ended the day down 220 points at 13,043. NASDAQ off 42 at 2,609. S&P 500 off 21 at 1,447. As we mentioned, oil briefly hit $100. There was one trade executed for $100, and that was for 1,000 barrels. And more than likely, we will see gold continue its, or oil, I should say, continue its upward movement tomorrow as we get the inventory supply picture in. President today didn't do oil any good by saying that the U.S. would not be releasing any of its strategic stockpiles. Gold, the big story of the day, closing at $857.40, up $23.40. Gold actually had a high today of $861.80. Silver, not to be left behind, up 38 cents at $15.20. Platinum up $11 at $1,544. Palladium up $5 at $378. Currently in Asian trading, gold's off 60 cents at $856.90. Silver up a nickel at $15.25. Platinum off a buck at $1,543. Palladium off $2 at $374. Oil, as we said, closing at $99.29, and U.S. dollar, in large part, reason why we had big spikes all over the place. U.S. dollar index weaker by 57 basis points at 75.99. When we return, we'll change topics from finance. We may get into it a little later, but once again, it's Wednesday, so Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries will be joining us after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side on this Wednesday. And as we do each and every Wednesday, we check in with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, Robbie. Glad to be here. Glad to be back from a wonderful 2 weeks. It's good to be back. It was cold up there in the north.
Yes, and lucky you got out of Colorado just in time. Looking at the news, they're shutting down. They shut down the main interstate out there for 24 hours. People are stranded on the road.
That's right, over 1,000 people.
Yeah, well, Colorado does get snow. Did you just do a vacation, or did you do other stuff while you were in Colorado?
Well, I was on vacation, but I did, of course, talk to some people while I was back there. And as you probably know, we've had some connections with we've done a vigil back there at Faith Bible Chapel, and that was one of the churches where Matthew Murray killed two people, and so we spent a little time looking into things and talking to some people and writing while I was back there. But it was, for the most part, a vacation. Try to get away from this once in a while, a little while, come back to see this really grim economic news. Everything going up except the dollar and the economy.
Well,
unfortunately,
it's something you can't separate from the policies of this administration, and the perfect storm of obviously failed foreign policy. And we can point fingers as we tend to do. But you sent me a PDF, a piece that you wrote about Matthew.
Right, we're about to publish that. Mm-hmm.
And I want you to explain to the folks what you found out. And I'm doing this in the context of one simple thing. because the leading alleged Republican in Iowa right now is Mike Huckabee, who's been running on this ticket of being a Christian and a Baptist minister. I was listening to him on the weekend. He was on Meet the Press. And I wouldn't say I was shocked, but I was amazed that a man who professes to be a Baptist minister, who professes to be a Christian, wants to kill so many people. Because that's quite simply what his message was to me. He was boastful about how many people he had executed in the state of Arkansas. He is obviously bought into the neoconservative philosophy that the only way we in America can be safe is if we kill all the radical Islamofascists, as he calls them. And the thing that amazes me more than anything else is obviously Tim Russert, who, although I understand his politics, he has to have some sort of understanding of Christian belief systems to have challenged Mr. Huckabee about, well, if you are such a Christian and you are a Baptist minister, why are you professing to kill other human beings? Which obviously he never asked him the question, so Mr. Huckabee didn't have to answer that. But I bring this up in light of the fact that he is boastful also about his support and endorsement by one Paul Gothard.
Right.
So let's start this by explaining who Paul Gothard is and the connection to Matthew.
All right. Well, Matthew Murray, in the first place, is the young guy who went to two churches and killed people. We've talked about that before. And normally, we would just shrug this off as being another lunatic with a gun who wanted to kill someone. But it turns out that he was in revolt against what the churches he was involved in taught, the Judeo-Christian churches. And he'd been subjected to these churches and to the teaching of Bill Gothard, who you're talking about, and he'd been schooled diligently in Judeo-Christianity since he was a little boy and raised in a family. He's 24 years old and still stayed at home, and he ended up being an author. He wrote all these blog stories. He didn't, unlike any of the other suicide, the other bombers we've read about who've gone out with a gun and killed people, this guy, Matthew Murray, was very literate and very frustrated, and he wrote all kinds for several years. He wrote all kinds of blog postings that told his inner feelings about his church, his mother, what the church was teaching, how it affected him, why he thought it was wrong, how frustrated he was. He tried to be a missionary, and he was rejected from Judeo-Christian missions, and he didn't quite know why. But we know why he was rejected, because he was basically in revolt against what Judeo-Christianity taught. And so here's this guy who is generally thought of as a raving lunatic who writes very clearly what he found wrong with the Judeo-Christian churches, and he was even kicked out of a program that was a mission program at one of these two churches. Faith Bible Chapel houses a mission on their big campus that they have in Arvada, Colorado, and there this organization called WAM, which is a youth with a mission. He was there trying to become a missionary, as his mother always dreamed of him being, and they threw him out. And the explanation they gave him was medical. They said that he had a medical problem, which he didn't have. What it really amounted to was they thought he was psychologically impaired, I suppose, because he didn't agree with them. He didn't believe in the Judeo-Christian ideas. He raised these very questions that the broadcaster should ask Mike Huckabee. Where is it in the Bible that it's justifiable to kill thousands and tens of thousands, maybe even millions of Arabs, because in effect your country wants their oil, or if you have an excuse for that, that you think that they're terrorists, they're all terrorists. And these questions are never asked, but this young man asked those questions, and he ended up being thrown out. And in the end, he rejected, his writings clearly state, he rejected Christianity because he decided it was all false, it must all be false, because he could not, because of the hypocrisy of the people that he was dealing with. He also dealt with and was involved with Ted Haggard at a place called New Life Church in Colorado Springs, and Ted Haggard was thrown out of it, had to be thrown out of the church. He was removed from the church because of a terrible moral incident that occurred that was almost unbelievable. And Ted Haggard was the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, the most powerful evangelical organization in the country, with tens of millions of members and tens of thousands of churches involved. And he was given private briefings from George W. Bush. They weren't quite private. He was in on a briefing line. But he boasted to major networks that he was an insider. He actually got a private briefing from the president every single week. And Matthew Murray wrote about him and talked about what a fraud he was and how disgusting his moral position was. And he called him Ted Faggart, in honor of his one of his proclivities. So this young man, though, of course, what he did, no one could ever condone going out and killing people because you found out the church is corrupt. But that's what he ended up doing. And we've long said that the worst victims of Judeo-Christianity is the members themselves. They're the ones who end up being hurt the worst because of what it does to their belief system and where it leads them. And Matthew Murray is an example of someone who turned to all kinds of weird beliefs, heavy metal beliefs and so on, because of what happened to him in these churches, and he wrote about it.
And
so
Paul
that's
Gothard,
sort of a summary of it.
And Paul Gothard, obviously...
Bill Gothard, yeah. G-O-T-H-A-R-D, yes.
Yeah, told his mother that he felt that Matthew was possessed, and it was obviously the actions of his mother that ultimately pushed him over the edge.
It seems that way. It seems like a terrible family problem, and that is absolutely true. Some of the people where he was trying to do mission work actually told his mother that he was on the wrong walk. No doubt he disagreed with him about some of these ideas. Matthew wasn't into the war part. He had not seen where the churches were fostering war, as you and I have discussed so much. He didn't see a huge international problem. He saw it from the standpoint of his own personal life, how his life was being destroyed by the evangelical churches.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back and ask the question, how many other ticking time bombs like Matthew are out there? You may be surprised by this when I say thousands. Be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going.
We are speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We bring you the story of Matthew for a very good reason. This was a good kid from a very good family who obviously bought into the lie of Judeo-Christian theology. And it disturbed him to such a point that he went out and took vengeance on innocent people. The problem here, Charles, as well, is we have thousands of military personnel who are trained in the art of killing that are being brainwashed as they enter basic training into the same Judeo-Christian theology that Matthew was subjected to. But in the military is a little different because you have to do what you're told. In a recent article, came out December the 28th from the Baltimore Chronicle, it says, for U.S. Army soldiers entering basic training at Fort Jackson Army Base in Columbia, South Carolina, accepting Jesus Christ as their personal savior appears to be as much a part of the nine-week regime as the vigorous physical and mental exercises the troops must endure. That's a message directed at Fort Jackson soldiers, some of whom appear in photographs in government-issued fatigues, holding rifles in one hand and Bibles in the other. Frank Busey, director of military ministry at Fort Jackson, has been telling soldiers at Fort Jackson that government authorities, police, and military, that they are God's ministers. Busey's teachings from God's Basic Training Bible study guide he authored says U.S. troops have two primary responsibilities, to praise those who do right and punish those who do evil. We have thousands of time bombs, just like Matthew, out there, and unfortunately these are military personnel. And it should come as no shock or surprise that in Colorado Springs, obviously the Air Force Academy is right across the road from Ted Haggard's church.
Yes. Well, it's a shocking account you just read, because it is going to cause these people tremendous problems in their Christian life as they go along, because eventually if they stop and they do as Matthew did. He read in the book of Matthew, in the book of M.T. Matthew, for which he was named after, of course, how Jesus made these statements about preserving life, loving your enemy, loving your brother as yourself. And he became extremely frustrated because he said, Christianity was making less and less sense to him as he went along. You had all these interpretations, and in one case, he was told that his salvation depended only on making acceptance of Christ. And next place he read where he needed to love his brother, and then it was explained to him why he didn't have to do that. In other words, that was considered to be works of man, and as he pointed out, is not considered to be worthy of grace. So he became very frustrated by his own Christianity. I don't know how you could possibly teach somebody that you're teaching to shoot people that they are carrying out Christ's work. And yet this is tremendously confusing.
Well, sure. But this is obviously the apocalyptic end of times evangelicals out there that are brainwashing these 19-year-old kids that it is God's commandment to praise those who do right and punish those who do evil. You see, I often get into this thing about what drives a human being to kill another human being, because it goes against everything that we are brought up to believe. And obviously in the military, it's a serious problem when you have soldiers who do not hate the enemy enough to kill them. So they are using this biblical end of times theology in order to brainwash 19-year-old recruits that it's okay with God if you kill the evildoers, as President Bush likes to call them.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397.
6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, talking about Matthew Murray and what caused him to kill a whole bunch of innocent people. And it is that same theology, it's the same philosophy, it's the same end of times theology that has been forced onto 19-year-old grunts in basic training in order to justify the killing of Muslims, pure and simple. It's no more complicated than that. And when we see and are horrified by pictures of Hamas members holding up an AK-47 and a Quran, I submit to you it's no different to some 19-year-old pimple-faced kid holding up an M16 and a Bible in his hand. The consequences are going to be exactly the same. This is a disturbing development, and hopefully some people will get the message, as George Bush actually starts a 1 week a 1 week tour of the Middle East, starting in Jerusalem. And you have a story up on your website?
Yes, we do. The Israelis, who are in charge of propaganda there, have decided to resort to the Bible. Of course, they don't really believe the Christian Bible. In fact, most of them, 85%, don't even believe the Jewish Bible. But they've they put posters up all over town that talks about George Bush. George Bush, read your Holy Bible, and their theme is that God gave the whole land of the state of Israel to the Jewish people, and that for George W. Bush to be a Christian, he needs to observe this, and he needs to make sure that that our country does not allow the Palestinians to have any settlement of any land there. So this person named Zia Fishman, who is with a strong Jewish organization in Israel, goes on to say that Lord Balfour was a Christian, and that was the reason he wrote the Balfour Declaration in 1917, giving the land of Israel to the Zionists. And so he goes on using the Bible. And of course, the statements made come right out of the Judeo-Christian theology, which recognizes that supposedly God gave this land to Abraham 3,000 years ago, and the current day people who call themselves by the name Israel then have a right to claim the same land today. So this is how how the Bible, the Christian Bible, is being used in Israel to justify their position, and of course, to try to influence our president. Our president, of course, doesn't have to be influenced because he's already under the influence of world Zionism and has been since the very beginning.
I don't suppose this would be a Schofield reference Bible that they are putting up on the posters, would it be?
It could very well be, because it is the Schofield Bible, of course, that redefined all of the Old Testament prophecies to name Israel as a successor in the ownership of the land. And so the Schofield Bible had a big part in that.
You know, George Bush is not a dumb man. And if I, a mere mortal, can figure out the end times philosophy, and as I said, I'm a Christian on training wheels. Every day I'm amazed by stuff I learn. But the man must be inherently, I don't want to say the word evil, but that's the only term that can come to my mind. He must be inherently evil, knowing full well that his belief system is based on lies.
Yes, not only is that true, I think, and I do have to agree with you, but also his biographer said that he could not remember any Christian salvation experience. Supposedly, he had a Christian salvation experience after a big drunk when he was walking with Billy Graham out at the Bush Ranch, and neither party could remember that. So Billy Graham couldn't remember it, and when Bush was asked by his biography, he didn't remember the incident either. So it's basically a coat he's wearing, and I think the Israelis know that, and they obviously their campaign is really to keep us convinced that they own the land. Well, they go on and do whatever they want to do. We also have a very disturbing YouTube site on our link on our site, Too Young to Die, and it's the story of child prisoners in Israel, and we're not allowed to know things like this, but Israel holds 5,200 Palestinian Arab children in prison. They're held like adults. Some of them are as young as 8 years old when they're taken. They're arrested at any age. Some are women, girls, young girls, who are held literally for years and without charge, tried, let out. Many try to commit suicide. Some do commit suicide. These are little children being held in their prisons over there, and we're not allowed to know these things. And Chris Rogers went in and managed to get a filming where he went in with parents who were going to visit their children and saw these amazing scenes of children being tried before judges for throwing rocks and other things that they'd done. And, of course, the abuse that goes on in these Israeli jails is beyond belief. A friend of mine was filming over there, and he had the misfortune on his first night in Israel to have a room next to an Israeli prison, and he was kept awake all night by the screams of a man who every 5 minutes would shriek in the dark. And he knew what was happening. And so these things go on, and Christianity is being used as a cover. Because supposedly we Christians are supposed to believe that God gave that land to Israel, then they should be able to capture and torture children in these prisons, rape people, do all kinds of things. Unbelievable things go on in these prisons. And George W. Bush is visiting that place and, of course, being greeted by these posters that say he needs to be more Christian and be sure not to take any land away from the Israelis.
Are the Israelis locking up these children as a way of getting to their parents?
Yes, of course. It's part of the idea of control by terrorism. It is to frighten the parents into thinking we may take your children away, and what we do to them is unthinkable. And there have been programs that are well documented of bone breaking, literally breaking the bones of children. It's not a secret even. It's documented. There's plenty of documentation to all these things. And, of course, the treatment that Muslims don't talk about in the prisons are unspeakable things, usually sexual, that in their culture they don't talk about them much, so we hear even less about it. But the brutality against children, especially girls, in these prisons has been documented by former Israeli soldiers who've gotten out and have been disgusted by the whole matter and have actually talked about it. Some have been proud of it. But the truth is there. It's just that we're not allowed to see it, and we don't look, and our religious leaders especially hide it. If they find it out, they deny it. They are totally in denial. So it comes back to the idea of the importance of the Judeo-Christians, the 70 million Judeo-Christians in our country who have this commanding position in the Christian media, on the Christian radio, on the Christian networks, and who hide these things because it's Israel they're protecting, and who then, when they're caught by someone like Matthew Murray, they simply purge him out of their system. And the reason Matthew Murray couldn't get out of the system was his parents. They had him in kind of a situation where he was sort of a repressed child. He was kept at home, and though he had a very good family, they kept him in the system even though he didn't want to be there.
Because giving him any credence would obviously belie their own faith belief systems.
Absolutely, and this is very common. The Judeo-Christian church bounces you out if you disagree. It isn't a question of you can stay and be a dissenter there, and dissent is healthy, or debate is good. It is that there is no debate allowed, and this is very common among churches, is people who disagree are bounced out. That's why we've adopted the tactic of going to the church and not even trying to talk to the pastors and leaders, but confronting them outside of the church with groups, with signs, with pickets, so that those inside have a chance to know that we're actually dissenting. Otherwise, they'd never know. The system in the Judeo-Christian church is to make sure that nobody knows there's any dissent. And that's what they did with Matthew Murray. They bounced him out of mission programs because he dissented. When he said things to staff members, they would run and report it to his mother. And he lived at home, and his mother treated him like a 16-year-old. And so he became frustrated. And finally, he said very amazing things. He said, let me just read you one. At age 17, I decided to go all out for Jesus and do my best to practice Christianity, to live it out. I went to the Bible to read for myself how to get saved, and I found several different versions of getting saved from the Gospels. In John, it was mainly have faith, but in Mark, Matthew and Luke, it was, I found in Matthew 25 that you would have eternal life by doing good works. Now, he's talking about Jesus' statements that you must treat everyone as though it was your brother, which is, of course, considered heresy, he says. So he, in his own church, they considered this heresy. So I went to the book from the man that had all the answers, end quote, Bill Gothard, Basic and Advanced Seminar Textbooks. And then he goes on and describes how he was forced into a thousand rules. And in the end, he said, Matthew continues speaking to Bill Gothard's program. What I found were all these other rules I realized I could never live up to. Yet the man seemed to have a biblical basis for everything. In February 2001, at the age of 17, I plunged into dark, suicidal depression, all because I thought I had lost my salvation and somehow couldn't live up to the rules. Every single hour of every single day up to October 2001, I thought about ways of suicide and hating myself for not being worthy enough and failing God, end quote. This is on a blog that Matthew parked for everybody to see. So we're very fortunate that he wrote about these things. But it's part of the Judeo-Christian effort to silence any criticism. So here's Matthew in a family that more or less forces him into these churches, and then he when his feelings leak out, then they end up scuttling him, and he ends up with frustrations. Of course, he had obviously had some mental problems. I mean, he had some weaknesses and needed help. He wasn't a strong person psychologically, perhaps, but this is going on. So what is the solution to all this? We, in our own way, have decided that it's a waste of time to write a letter to this man's pastor, Mr. George Morrison of Faith Bible Church, Faith Bible Chapel in Arvada, Colorado. He won't answer our letter, so we do a vigil at his church and stand in front of it and hold signs up that say apostate church, Christ followers must not kill. And we couldn't help but think that Matthew had been there, and we wondered what would have happened if he would have seen us and had to happen to have been there at the same day and walked out and talked to us. Maybe this whole thing could have been averted. Maybe he would have not had to get a weapon and go try to kill people inside the church.
You know, what I'm about to say is most probably going to upset a couple of listeners out there, but the more that I read about this, the more that I study this, the evangelical community in America is not only more dangerous than a thousand Osama bin Ladens, but they will be the sole cause of the destruction of all liberties and freedoms we enjoy in America today, the little that we still do have.
Well, I of course agree with you that this is the danger that will happen unless we do something about it. Because there are so many, 70 million, maybe 100 million people in our country, very active. But more important, all of the forces that are trying to suppress us, the people that want to control the world's oil supply and are willing to bomb every country that has oil to get it, the people that want to flood the money with the money supply and control us through the banking system, they've all caught on to the idea that if they can only capture and use the Judeo-Christian right as a public voting bloc and an influence bloc, they can get away with anything they want to do. So it isn't just the Christian right, but it is those like George W. Bush and those neocons behind him who are harnessing them and using the Judeo-Christian movement to bring about all of the things, the problems that you talk about in your program, the crash of the dollar because of all of the huge expenditures we've had, the mortgage markets, and the decline of morality, people like Matthew Murray turning to Satanism and so on. You're right.
Yeah, unfortunately. If you'd like to get a hold of Charles Carlson, I suggest you get a pen and paper. We'll give you that information when we return.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Charles, before I give out your information, a caller wanted to know, what passage were you reading from there?
In the in the book of Matthew?
Yes, sir.
The book of Matthew, chapter 25, and the whole second half of the chapter deals with Christ talking about loving your brother as yourself, and he does it in the context of whatever you do to your brother, you do to me. And then also, whatever you fail to do to your brother, you are also failing to do it for me, is the way he expressed it to his followers. So he was saying that you must, whatever you do to anyone, you're doing that to Christ. This is the second half of the chapter 25 of Matthew, and we've written several pieces on our website that we entitled The Sheep and the Goats that explain the whole thing. And if people go there and search for The Sheep and the Goats, they'll find our review of the 25th chapter of Matthew.
And I assume that that article that you sent me today is going to be up on your website
pretty
soon?
That will be posted, yes.
Okay.
It's just up for proofing right now, and it'll be posted in the morning, so people can go there and read it. And, of course, our contention is, as you know, Robbie, that we need to treat these people very delicately.
Sure.
And the people in evangelical churches are good people. The leaders are the problem. The people there are thousands of people like this young guy who are being misled. His family said he was demon-possessed. That's how they explained his conduct after it was over. They said the devil got control of him. Well, that's not the case. He was made to think that he was demon-possessed because everything he did came up wrong in the eyes of his contemporaries at the church. And he needed somebody outside the church who could reach out to him and say, no, you're right, they're wrong. You have the right idea, they're not, and you don't have to abandon Christianity because you seem to have all these conflicts in your church. And because of what Bill Gothard says, you don't have to abandon Christianity because you don't agree with Bill Gothard. And this is our message to the church. And, of course, our way of expressing it is to challenge the church leaders in front of the congregation and hope that the people like Matthew will hear us or see us and somehow come out. And they do. They are influenced and they do react. And we want to start a firestorm within the evangelical, the Judeo-Christian church of people who want out and who don't want to leave Christianity. They just want to understand it.
If you'd like to get a hold of Charles, you can get a hold of him at Straight Gate Ministries, P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona 85267, or you can call him at 480-947-3329, or you can go to his website at whtt.org. And as soon as you post that story up there tomorrow, I will have it on eaglesup.com.
All right, very good, yes.
This should be a much bigger story than it is, Charles. I mean, it's pretty much just simply disappeared from media attention. And I can understand why they wouldn't want to publicize it.
Absolutely. There's a complete blackout on Matthew Murray. I've watched myself looking for other people writing about it, and it's been throttled down because what he put on the blogs is so incredibly accurate and damning and of course painful to listen to and watch and read. It hurts.
Thank you so much, sir. I truly mean that.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you again next week.
All right, Bob, Robbie. Thank you. Bye.
Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye.